Time for our chat for Tuesday. And it's time to go to Dungarvan to a young man called Dion George. Dion is 12 years old and he has now written his second book. It's called Jack Sword and the Seven Keys. And I thought it'd be worth giving him a bell. So we had a chat on Saturday about his writing career to date. Hiya, Dion. How are you today?
Good.
Congratulations. This is your second book, I didn't realise. What was the first one about?
The first one was called 10 Amazing Animal Stories. And it's about a bunch of animals and different stories about what they do and things.
Did it take you long to write?
Not too long, only like a few months during the first lockdown.
Right. And how did you sort of get into it? What brought you into writing books? Were you encouraged by somebody?
Yeah, my parents definitely encouraged me.
One question, Dion, I was wondering about, what kind of books do you read yourself? What do you like?
I like storybooks and other kinds of books like that.
Mm-hmm. Do you read a lot?
Yeah, I read a good bit.
Mm-hmm. So that gives you kind of inspiration as well, I suppose.
Yeah. And during the lockdown, I was bored, so I decided I had already written like a couple stories on a piece of paper and stuff, but then I decided to write some on the computer, and then it all worked out and we were able to publish it.
Brilliant. And the new one then is called Jack Sword and the Seven Keys. Tell us all about this.
It's about a boy called Jack Sword from a long time ago, where there's a dragon that's attacking a kingdom and he has to find the seven keys to lock him up, the dragon.
Right. And what age is it for?
It's for 6 to 14.
Okay. And where do you get the ideas, Dion? I mean, you know, there's a lot of imagination involved, I'd say. You have to think a lot about this.
Yeah, like I was thinking about the story and what I could do, and like I kind of like thought about it while I had free time during the lockdowns and things.
Mm-hmm. And you finished the book. Now, the book is available on ebook and paperback. Is that right?
Yes.
And is that the same with the first one?
Yes.
Great. So what do all your classmates think? I mean, you're 12 years old. What school are you going to, by the way? I forgot to ask you that.
St. Augustine's College.
St. Augustine's.
In Abbeyside.
So what year are you in?
First year.
So what do they all think about you, the author, Dion, the book writer?
They were all congratulating me and they're proud of me, definitely.
Isn't that great altogether? I don't know how you... I couldn't write a book, I'm sure, and I'm a lot older than you are. So have you plans for more? You've loads of ideas, have you?
Yes.
Like what? What other kind of books might we expect in the next few years?
I started writing another book already and I think I'm going to have it published this year.
Right. And what of the, you know, the way these critics in the papers have a look at, you know, books and say what they think. Have you had any critics writing you up in the papers?
No, but I have been in the newspaper in the Dungarvan Leader.
Good man. And your family are originally from India, is that right?
Yes.
And do you remember living there? Are you in Dungarvan long?
Yeah, I've been in Dungarvan for most of my life, but we definitely visit India to visit our grandparents and cousins and stuff.
Wow, that's cool. And what do you think of India? It must be completely different, is it?
Yeah, it's completely different to Ireland, but I very much enjoy it.
Yeah. And do you speak the language as well?
Yeah, I speak it, but I can't write it, but I can speak it.
Oh, that's half the battle, isn't it? That's cool. So how often do you go back to India for a visit?
Usually once a year, but because of COVID, we are not able to. But we might be going this year.
Oh, that's right, yeah. And I believe your dad is a great photographer.
Yes.
He does a lot of weddings and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. He helped me publish the book.
Oh, well, isn't that great to have somebody to help you like your dad? Brilliant. So the book is available in all kinds of places. I have a list here. Oh, yeah, Walmart, Barnes & Noble, Amazon, Apple and Kobo. Yeah. And, of course, locally then in Dungarvan, where can you buy the book, Dion?
In David Walsh's and Isabel's place.
Okay.
They're both there. Yeah.
And I think Easton's is on the cards as well. Your dad was saying it just takes a little bit longer to get it into places like that, does it?
Yeah, because those are bigger places.
They are the big chains, yeah. Good man. And you obviously enjoy it, don't you?
Yeah.
Did you get your own computer to do this, you did?
Yeah.
Lovely. What have you got? Have you a laptop or what do you work on?
Yeah, I worked on a laptop.
Great stuff. So when do you think the next one will be out?
I'd say like closer to the end of this year.
Okay. And the one at the moment, anyway, that we want everybody to go out and buy is Jack Sword and the Seven Keys. And it's available on Amazon and Barnes & Noble and all the big chains. And, of course, in Dungarvan and David Walsh's. And where else was it, Dion? In Dungarvan? Isabel.
Yeah.
Good man. And what age again?
12.
Oh, you're 12. But what age is it aimed at? 6 to?
6 to 14, yeah.
Good man. It's a fantastic achievement. Two books at the age of 12. That's Dion George in Dungarvan. So go out and get his book for the kids, Jack Sword and the Seven Keys. Dion, thanks a million. Lovely talking to you.
Thank you very much.